West Corinthians chapter 15, 1 through 11. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you receive, and in which you stand.
By which also you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believe in vain.
For I delivered to you first all of that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. And that he was seen by Cephas, then by the 12.
After that, he was seen by over 500 brothers at once, of whom the greater part remained to the present, but some had fallen asleep.
After that, he was seen by James, then by all the apostles. For I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. Together, therefore, whether it was I or they, so we preach and so you believe. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we come before you this hour, just as we are, not worthy, but here we are. Let your anointing fall. Let someone hear the message, but not to see Reverend Duo, for God's word. Let your name be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We bring you greetings from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and our own family, the Duos family, here and abroad. We want to express our sincere appreciation and gratitude to our own pastor, Reverend Armstrong, officers and members of this great church, Shiloh Baptist Church, for adopting us as part of this family, making us Africans, those of us in ESI, refugees, all the names you can call us, to make Shiloh our home church, to give us family that we can see somebody that just don't understand what we are seeing. But they are there with us. We say thank you, Shiloh. Thank you, Shiloh. We want to bless God for our pastor for giving us his pulpit today for us to say, thus said the Lord. We want to acknowledge the presence of all the ministries that falls under missions and evangelism of Shiloh Baptist Church for their support, for reaching out with your mission, song that says, this is my mission. This is my prayer. To reach out everywhere, whether the road is crooked or not, to reach out. So we want to say to you, the missionaries of Shiloh Baptist Church, the ministry of which Reverend Diane Holloway is heading, we want to say God bless you. God bless you. Continue your good work. And thank you for allowing your director or head to travel with us to Liberia. Sheila Donaldson. Amen. Amen. This morning, we want to speak on the theme, hold on to God's word. Hold on to God's word. You know, I like singing. Better say, Reverend, don't sing. God me know that great Jehovah be grand through this barren land. I am weak, doubt I'm mighty. Oh, me with the powerful hands, bread of heaven. Yes, feed me till I want no more. Bread of heaven. Bread of heaven. I want you to feed the spirit. You'll be me till I want no. I want you to just focus on God. Just feed that spirit. Bread of heaven. Feed me till I want no more. Amen. After the Resurrection Sunday, our pastor had been preaching the past 3 Sundays on the topic, have you seen him? In Reverend Armstrong's powerful Holy Ghost filled message, he did ask a question. If you have seen him, why are you, if you have not seen him, why are you serving on the deacon board? If you have not seen him, why are you standing in God's pulpit and preaching? Why are you singing God's song when you have not seen him? My beloved, the answer is with you. Amen. So we come on this Mission Sunday to speak on God's pulpit on the theme. Hold on. Hold on to God's word. Or hold fast to God's word. This is a directive for us as Christians to hold fast to our beliefs. Simply because of the unexpected, unexpected challenges that we have to encounter every day as human. But we should not give up. Instead, we should hold fast to God's word. The expression, the word of God, usually refer to a divine message or to a collection of those messages. According to John chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, which states that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 2 says, He was with God in the beginning. Yes, He was with God. So hold on to God's Word. Church, we would like to focus on the following subtopics. You know, we, the student of Reverend Astro, based upon our theme, hold on to God's word, we would like to briefly talk to you on recognition and acknowledgement. I'm a Baptist preacher. You have to preach with me. Amen? Amen. Recognition and acknowledgement. There is a difference between these two words. You can recognize something without acknowledging it. Acknowledgement, the act of acknowledging who you are, where you come from, confessing or admitting. According to our text, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Mahambawa tells me that Paul, who we knew as Saul, said to the brethren, but when I begin to search the Bible and I begin to do my own research, when he was speaking by saying brethren, he was not only speaking to the men. I learned that the word brethren referred to both men and women. Those who have accepted Jesus Christ and are walking in the light of God. So when he said brethren, he was not only referring to the men, because we know that it was the women on the third day that went to the throne and king and tell the world that he is risen. Jesus is not in the grave. So if we try to be technical, then we may say it is the women that God has called, because as women, we have no fear. As long as you have God on your side, you will move on. So he said, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preach unto you. The gospel that I received, the gospel that I am standing on, which is that solid rock. He said, by which also I am saved. He said, but I delivered to you first of all which I have received. Yes, he said, my Jesus, the same Jesus. I said the same Jesus. The same Jesus that as you were going, plantations were put on the road and they were saying, Hosanna, Hosanna. The same Jesus that they were pressing. The same Jesus. They said, crucify him. Let us be mindful, my dear beloved and sister, not because we are in God's house or because we called ourselves Christians, so there will not be no trials. The same people that tell us that they love us, those are the same people that will tear us down. I remember as a young seminarian, I was preaching in one of our churches in Liberia, and at that time, the military president, President Doe, his officials were in service, and I said that, you know, that today they are worshiping you. They are seeing that they love you, Mr. President, but tomorrow, these same people will turn their backs away from you. And somebody came to me and said, Reverend, you don't need to sleep to your house tonight. But you know, we have to know the reality. This is the reality. Jesus went through that. Yeah. And that was Paul reminded us that our Jesus, he was crucified, dead, and buried. But what happened? My Bible tells me that on the third day, the throne was empty. So I can stand and tell the world that I serve a resting Savior, and I know that my God, he's alive. So he said, well, all these great men, Cephas, the 500, all these people, they have seen him. But among all these people, I am the least. He said, I am not worthy. I'm not fit to be called the apostle. Because of what I did, I persecuted God's children. I was running around chasing God's people just to persecute them because they were proclaiming the gospel. I am not. He said, I'm the least of all. But he appeared to me. Despite my story from my past, persecuting Christian churches. Still, he saved me. And if you read us, you know the story. You know the story that he was on his way. He was on his way. But I tell you, God's plan. It's not man's plan. It's not God's plan. Man could be planning to harm you. And then God would be on the other side to turn the around. I know I have witnesses that sometimes the road is rough and the going is tough. But then God turned it around and you have the cause to give a testimony. Saul was moving fast with a letter. And my Bible tells me that with his letter in his hand, something happened. I said, something happened. A light, I'm told that a light just flashed around him. That was the Holy Ghost. drop him on the floor. He heard. This word. Why are you persecuting my people? You know what? Amazing. As I was reading, I heard Saul saying, Lord. He knew about calling somebody Lord. Who he knew that was talking to him. For him to say, Lord, you know what? Sometimes we act like we don't know the power of God. So then we pretend. But when life tragedy hit us, he said, Lord, help me. Lord, turn it around. Pastor, pray for me. Then you start going to people just to lie to you, giving them money. Prophetess, to tell you something you want to hear. You don't need to go to prophetess. What you need is Jesus. You can call on him any time of the day. I say any minute you can call on him and Jesus will answer your prayers. My brothers and sisters in Christ, do let your past history stop you from doing God's work. Somebody need to say amen. We all have our own stories of persecuting God's church. We all have our own fault of persecuting God's children. There are so many ways. Just think about that. You may say that. Well, I don't persecute the church. Yes. We all are guilty. Because if your pastor is preaching and you got the worst thing to say about the man of God, or the woman is preaching and you say, well, I can't understand her accent. Amen. 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 Shadow. You are not the same shadow. Reverend Wilson was here. Yeah? This shadow is different because you have Africans. You have people that don't look like you. You have all kinds of people coming in your mess. Therefore, you have to pray and get from out of your comfort zone and begin to start understanding those strangers that are among you. Yes? Hallelujah. That other sister is from Haitian. So with her education, she cannot serve with the women ministry. Come on now. Hallelujah. Well, I may come from Africa, but I got masters in America. I may have accent, but God called me. When God calls you, he does not care where you come from and who you talk to. I say, who you talk to? What kind of song you sing? God will take care. Church, at what time and point do we recognize our own faults, our own issues, as a mental health counselor for the 12 steps, you have to admit. You have to admit who you are. You have to admit your weakness. You have to admit in order for you to get cured. When you are looking for solution, you have to admit who you are. When do you recognize? Just look at the person sitting next to you. Tell them, I am not what I used to be. I'm not a changed person. You see, I was sore. But I'm not sore no more. Hallelujah. And that's why he said in first thing that by his grace, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labor more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. Which was with me. You know, we got a song that we sing and say, the way I used to walk, I'm not going to walk no more. So if I were walking, going like this, because I have to go to the crack house, I have to go and get my little butter, I have to go, you know, places, you know, when you're not walking straight, when somebody say, hello, Sissy, you give it to them. Nothing good comes from out of this mouth. But you know what? When you change, when God deliver you and touch your heart, then you say, the way I used to walk, I'm not going to walk no more. I'm not going to walk straight because I know that my God has saved me. Let your action. You can't tell people, you Christian, you save, and stay sneaking. You can't come to God's house. I know it's hard to change because that's the kind of group I do. It's hard to change. Maybe you want to stop smoking. Maybe you want to start smoking weed and all that, you know. Before you come to God's house, before you can even clap your hands, just ask God to change you. You don't have to be going in a little corner and getting your letter to come to church. You don't need that. When God called you, he filled you with all other things that you will be bold to tell God's children how it is. Don't come here when you got to go get high before coming to church. Hallelujah. 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 Yes. Finally, Paul acknowledged God's grace for saving a sinner like him. So the sons, I could hear Paul sing, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for saving a sinner like me. To tell the world that salvation is free. There were times when I just didn't do right. But you washed over me day because of grace, I can tell somebody, I can preach against the ills of society. I said, because of grace, I said, because of grace, I said, because of grace, I can walk among my enemies. I said, yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and I will fear no evil. Because of grace, I said, because of grace, you are who you are. I said, because of grace, you have the talent to sing God's hymn. I said, because of grace, he took you from your sick bed. Because of grace, when your manager was turning you around, God turned it around. Because of grace, you are alive. Somebody needs to shout and say, thank you, Jesus. I can't hear you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise him. It's all right. Jesus is all right. He's all right. Yes, just press him. Just have me sing. Press him. Stand up, everybody, let's press him. Press him. Hey. He's all right. Is he all right? Hey, he's all right.